Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cat Williams actually said he read 3,000 books a year when he was 10 years old.
You believe that?
When I heard him say that, it made me feel like how people feel when I say read 50 pages a day. What kind of books is he reading?
3,000 at 10?
I don't want no smoke, but come on, bro.
He also said that a well-known comedian could not read. So he's on both sides of the literacy conversation. But
that was a fact. What he said about education is a fact. Right, the most important job in the world is a teacher, but they're the least paid. So how do we expect the population to get smarter? He was on point with that. Some of the things he said were
he was on point with a lot,
and yeah. Some of the things was okay. I'm glad he has a perspective.
Well, it is important to read.
Yeah.
So
I've set my game up.
With that being said, what are some books that people need to be reading in 2024?
Oh man, Segway King. There's a couple that I have on my list for 2024. Hold on, let me find, because I wrote this list today. Where are we at? The Fund by Ray Dalio. The Unraveling of a Wall Street Legend. Number 2, Why Simple Wins. Number 3, Black Edge by SAC Capital. So Steve Cohen is one of the greatest traders of all time, but at one point in his career, he may have like used some nefarious tactics to be able to get an edge in the market. So it shows you, if you watch Billions, you've seen the influence that show has had based off of Steve Cohen. And we'll talk about greed cycles and stuff like that later, but I think it shows when you try to push for an edge at all costs, there is a detriment or pushback. And to prevent a lot of you from getting caught up in scams and scam culture in 2024, read The Wizard of Lies about Bernie Madoff. I think if you study the greatest Ponzi of all time, you'll be able to figure out who is legit, who is not, and how to stop yourself from being caught up in a scam. Like if you ever go by the building that he operated out of, like a Payless shoe store wouldn't operate out of that office. Like at one point in time, Bernie said he was placing more trades than was available on the exchange for options. So those are the four books. The Fund about Ray Dalio, Why Simple Wins, Black Edge about SEC Capital, and The Wizard of Lies about Bernard L. Madoff.
His office is actually a pretty nice office. I actually used to work down the street from his office, but his accountant's office,
shit show.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Ozzy. He said, "Who moved my cheese?" I always tell people that that's the book that they should start, just from a mindset standpoint. It's an amazing book. It's 87 pages, but you can really understand who you are in this world as far as mindset, as far as drive, just from an 87 page book. I'm gonna add one, Ian, because I'm about to finish it. It's Chaos Kings: How Wall Street Traders Make Billions in a New Age of Crisis by Scott Peterson. And it's really about, during crisis, during economic downturn, how the rich get richer, how they wait for these moments and they prepare for these moments and they engage in these moments with intention, and they thrive. And so anytime that you hear recession or you hear pullback, there's a group of people that are just waiting for those words, and how we can, as retail investors, benefit from some of from that information. So it's a great book for anybody that is looking to say, all right, well, they're saying there's a recession in 2025 coming. Here's how I prepare for it. Here's how I take advantage of it.
Yeah. That's one of the most slept on books, I think, or newer books on investing and trading for sure.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. There's your reading list, ladies and gentlemen.
Good luck. 50 pages a day.
3,000. We stepping it up. 3,000 pages a day. It's be ridiculous. If that's what's going viral, hey, 3,000 pages a day. Keep the brokenness away.
Do it. Do it.
For sure. Hit the like button and share. We will be talking about Bitcoin soon. Soon. But first, do you think the stock market will go up at least 20% this year?
Probability is low. 34% of the time, the market goes up 20% or more. So 2021, 2019, 2017, 2013, 2009. It's went up, 1999, it went up. We'll have a good year. We'll end up positive. I think the S&P 500 should do 13 to 16%. So it'll be under that. I think, of course, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, semiconductors will definitely pace above 20%. But the more important lesson is, like, whenever the market does go up for the year, we normally cluster 2 to 3 years back to back. So we had a positive year this year. Biden wants to get reelected. He's going to make sure that the market doesn't fall on his term. Now, the year after, that's a different scenario. But I think we'll end up probably 13 to 16% on S&P. I think the Qs will do maybe 25 to 28%. So I don't know if we'll go up 20%, but we'll be a little bit up under it for sure by end of year.
So you said QQQ will do 28%, you said?
Yeah, probably 28%.
For this year?
Yeah.
That's your prediction?
Yes, sir. And if I'm wrong, somebody can clip it up and use it. All right. If I made you money, please put yes in chat.
That's a good sign for the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
Well, that is the NASDAQ. QQQ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Ian's on record.
Better trip to Maui on it.
Dang. For the record, investing is not easy, though.
If you see us in Maui, you know why.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
For the record, everybody shouldn't be talking about investing unless, teaching investing, unless they are experts and financially free from investing. For the record.
Great record. It's a great record.
Off the record. Rashad, we can resume.
You're just not going to stop. I'm not going
to
stop.
Okay. People had a lot to say until it's time to say what it needs to be said.
And we pray for them.
We
pray for them.
All right. Well, staying up along lines of stock market.
Rashad, these one of them times that get on your nerves, ain't it? We talked about it in Ghana.
So good.
Can I get a number over or under? Ty, how many times do you think I got on Rashad nerves the last 3 years? About 700, 600, 400. Oh, he's like, bro, I'm asking you to stop. I'm done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.